Hello and welcome to another episode of Don't Count Your Calories. In this episode, we're going to be talking a little bit about confidence, basically maybe some tricks on how to be confident and just some benefits of being confident in general. With that being said, Miss Lex Rise, she's going to start the conversation.
Yeah, so there's a few questions that I want to ask today, but the reason that I wanted to have this conversation is because from the moment that I met you, I always felt like you had a lot of confidence. You were really good at introducing yourself to other people and just overall came across as like a very confident person, which obviously I was attracted to. So I think it would be really good to have this conversation and give people some insight into really what made you the confident person that you are today. Do you believe confidence can be learned?
I always had a touch of confidence, even when I used to be fat and all that. I don't think I ever wasn't confident. I always thought I was better than I am. But I think it comes a little bit from my friend group. Every friend group that I have likes to talk a lot of shit. So essentially, your friends are constantly bringing you down in all aspects, whether you're in the group chat. I've been in group chat for years, whether every single friend is always talking smack and making fun. So from probably high school until even today, my friends are probably the best at just making me feel like shit. So they know how to bring me down. So essentially, I think over time, you just become numb to people saying negative things to you because essentially you've heard it all. So when that is numb, nobody can affect your self-esteem because it's already been affected, if that, you know, from your friends.
You just build a thick skin.
Yeah, you build a thick skin. But at the same time, it's so you start understanding whose opinion is actually important to you. If a really good friend or someone you trust, someone's opinion you trust says something about negative about you, then you take it one way. And when it's just someone random, it's just shit talking. It just flies over your head and you don't deal with it the same way. So I think over time, it's constantly hearing negative things about yourself. You become a little bit more numb to it. And then when one of those friends says something positive, it really sticks out because they never say anything positive. So when they give you a compliment, it's like, whoa, really? Like, all right, I must be, that must really be good then.
Were your parents confident people? Like growing up, were the people around you confident?
Oh yeah, that's true for sure. Both my parents were also very confident. My dad being a singer and my mom, they're both on the scene of like
entertainment
and being in front of people all the time. And my dad always would entertain the room. So I guess that definitely rubbed off on me a little bit, wanting to be the center of attention in a lot of different rooms, different aspects. So I'm sure that has a lot to do with it as well. And I think in high school, probably, or like shortly after, there was definitely self-esteem issues. So your confidence and your self-esteem definitely go hand in hand. So how you talk to yourself and how you feel about yourself is how you portray that out.
I think definitely having a family around you full of very confident and outgoing people can impact how you present yourself to the world. My mom was definitely a confident person, but my dad was definitely more on like the intellectual, quieter side, and I wasn't really close with my like extended family or anything. So my role models when it came to super confident people were 50-50. I definitely grew up a lot more shy, a lot more quiet. And I think what caused me to become confident was when I was in middle school, I enrolled myself into acting classes just at our local JCC. I started improv classes and started doing plays. And I realized that if I was playing a different character, that somehow it brought this inner energy out in me that I could, I don't know, it just created a more confident person if I wasn't really myself, if that makes any sense.
But you also, even like during the beginning of our relationship, you used to have tendencies to be a little smaller in the room than you are now. What changed that?
There was a lot of second guessing and a lot of second guessing that I was doing before I met you. And I really wasn't surrounded by a group of friends that built me up. But I guess in your instance, because all you and your guy friends are constantly shitting on each other and making jokes at each other, girls are definitely not like that at all. We tiptoe around these kind of conversations.
That's one other thing is, I don't know if it's true or not, but because how it works on me where you constantly hear negative things, so you become numb to the negative things. When one of those friends says something positive, it sticks out. And then that becomes like, oh, I'm definitely good at that because trust me, if I wasn't, they would be the first to jump on it. So now I wonder if the opposite, because I do see people that are constantly showered with positive comments and only positive comments, that, and certain people that I'm thinking of in my head, they're showered with positive comments and they're the first to be talking about being depressed or feeling down about something. And
totally.
I wonder if it's because the positive comments are also making you numb. I'm hearing all that positivity, you're becoming numb to it. The moment you hear one negative thing, now that drives you down even further than before. So.
I totally agree with that. It's almost like you become in a bubble and you don't really know the actual reality of things, that then you're so hurt when you hear a negative comment. Mm-hmm. I definitely feel that. My parents always kind of talked to me like I was like the best in the room. Like they never really said that many negative comments to me, or, and neither did my friends either. Like I said, being around girlfriends, you don't want to hurt anyone's feelings. And if you say something that's, even if it's a joke, you'll take it personally, and then it just turns into this whole issue, and then you stop becoming friends. And
I think, also my parents are, well, they're Albanian. So you don't really, I mean, you do hear the confidence. Your mom's always telling you, oh, you're the best. But at the same time, my parents, and I think like most Albanian parents, are the first ones to shit on you before anyone else. Like, you know what I mean? You're like, the amount of times my father would be like, you're fat as hell. And this was like when I thought I was skinny. He's like, oh, you're so fat. Yeah. And then I became fat. And then he's like, oh, you're fat. Like, you're disgustingly fat.
Yeah.
You know, it's like they would both be shitting on me right away, bringing me down to earth immediately. And I think, that probably helped with the thick skin situation. Me and my father, we always, even to this day, we make fun of each other. So it's like,
definitely,
that never stops.
I really like that dynamic, though. Like, I almost wish that my family was like that, because we definitely don't know how to joke at all like that. Like, everything is just taken hyper personally. So it's just an interesting situation. I definitely think that would have created a thicker skin. I also think if I had that, it would have given me a much better sense of humor. I think I have a good sense of humor, but like nowhere near to your extent, where I could say anything to you and you would literally not take it personally at all. And it would become a joke, or it would actually, it wouldn't hurt your feelings at all. And then you would actually start working on it. Where instead, if you were to say something to me because of like my background and how I was conditioned when I was younger, I'd probably still take it a little bit personally at first. And then eventually I would understand that it's criticism that I needed to have.
It just made me think of a specific time. My mom is like usually the angel anyway. She always says nice things. But there was this one time when the first and only time I had like a full six pack, and I was very skinny, lost a lot of weight really quickly. And I was feeling obviously very confident and all that. And my mom one day at home, she's like, you should go to the doctor. She's like, you look like you're not eating. Like, you could have cancer. Like, you know, I was like, she's like, you look too skinny. You really should go to the doctor. I'm like, all right, the moment I'm feeling like the best ever.
You
it's
can't
like,
win.
It's like, that's when I get crushed. Now I look sick, you know? And then, my friends on top of that, I was getting skinny, feeling good. And they're like, oh yeah, you look like you're doing crack.
Yeah.
So, you know, I guess.
But I think something that, going off of what you said before, of you and our relationship completely changed my confidence. I think I talk differently. I walk into a room differently. I'm just much more willing to put myself out there compared to where I was before. And I think you just instilled to me that if I wanted to get anywhere in life, and that if I wanted to achieve the ambitious goals that I had, that I really had to walk into every room like I was just as good, if not better, than everybody else. I remember there was a time when we were in Canada and there was like a group of girls or whatever, and I didn't even notice, but you told me that once the girls walked up to the restaurant and I was just with you sitting there waiting for our reservation, for some reason, I just caved in a little bit and I just made myself smaller to make the other girls seem bigger in some weird way. And once you mentioned it there, I didn't even realize how I was doing that. But I think naturally it's because I'm not a fighter for attention. But I guess if you're not a fighter to be seen and you're not a fighter for yourself, then really you're just getting forgotten and you're getting stepped all over.
True.
So
let's talk about the time where lack of confidence maybe held you back. Do you have any times that you could think of?
I don't know. You start with this one.
There was definitely one time when I was running the Questionable Behavior podcast. Now your two cents. When I was running the podcast, there was a moment where I would always go to events with someone. There was never a time where I was going to an event alone to meet people, to bring them on a show. But there was one time where, especially one of my good friends, he couldn't make it. And I was like, oh shit, I have to go alone. He even told me the next day, he's like, don't let me hold you back when there's an event. Like, you should go. If I can't make it, you should go anyway. Like, just, he's like, if I don't meet you in time, just leave without me, kind of thing. So that one time I had to go alone, and I remember standing by the bar in this event by myself, and I didn't even know how to stand at the bar alone without knowing anyone in the room. And it felt like everybody's looking at me, but obviously nobody cares. And it was just like the most awkward situation that I was feeling that myself personally. Like, I don't think anybody, the room wasn't awkward. I was feeling awkward by myself. And then it came to a moment where I was like, if I'm going to keep doing this, there's going to be so many times where I have to go to rooms alone and meet people and talk with people. That was like the click for me that, like, all right, clearly I'm not that confident being in a place by myself that I don't know anyone in. So what I ended up doing is, and this is one of the ways that we were talking about how to learn to be confident, is I realized what my flaw was, which was essentially starting conversations with random people in a room where I don't know anyone. So what I did to try to get better at that was I'd go to bars alone and I'd start talking to the bartender or talking to someone random, like even just for happy hour, I'd just go alone on purpose, put myself in a place and start trying to have conversations with random people and literally put myself in uncomfortable situations until I got a little bit more confident. And then I was able to go to events and now it doesn't really matter. So
that's amazing. I need to definitely get better at that. I remember before I met you, when I was single, I remember saying to myself, like, I really want to take vacation alone. I was just so obsessed with the idea of being alone and putting myself in uncomfortable situations, because I think the only way that you're going to grow and the only way that you are going to become confident or really achieve whatever you want to do is if you put yourself in an uncomfortable situation and you continuously keep on doing that until it becomes second nature and then it feels like nothing.
Mm-hmm. For sure.
I'm thinking for me, truly so many instances in my life have lacked confidence, which is the reason why sometimes things didn't get done, if I'm being honest with you. But the first instance that pops in my mind is when we first went to the studio together 2 years ago. I had been to obviously like a recording studio before, but not in the situation that we were in. We were around your friends, like R&B kind of artists. And we weren't necessarily going there for like me to record anything. It was more to just be in the room, see what other people are doing. I've been a singer for so long. I've been a singer for like over 10 years, but I don't do anything about it. Like I wasn't posting until 2021. I wasn't putting myself out there as an artist. Nobody really knew that I sang other than like my close friends and family. And I think when we were in the studio that day, you were basically saying to me, you have to just start singing. You have to, if we're listening to beats, like if we're listening to a song, whatever it is, start humming. Show people what you have or else they'll never know. So if you don't use your voice and if you don't speak up, then you're just going to continue to be in the same place that you were for the past 10 years. I remember in that instance, which that song will be coming out in a couple of months, but from that first recording session, Dre was like doing his thing and then I just started humming a melody and then next thing you know, ended up jumping on the track and now it should be out in a couple of months. And if it wasn't for that situation, if it wasn't for pushing myself to have the confidence in you being there to tell me, go, you have to, then I wouldn't have probably done it. And Look what an amazing project that's going to turn into.
Yeah, true. How does confidence affect a relationship?
I think when it comes to trust, it plays a huge part. Being confident in your relationship, you know, your partner can really do whatever within boundaries. And you should feel confident within that. I think you also have to be confident in yourself and what you bring to the table.
Right.
Because if you feel like you're being a good partner, then that's 50% of it. Maybe that's even more than 50% of it.
True. Yeah, definitely. I think a lack of confidence breeds jealousy. So if you're constantly feeling like you're not good enough, then every time your partner's out, then you feel like they're constantly surrounded by something better than you. And that's where lack of confidence can be very negative in your relationship.
Confidence plays a huge part in relationships.
How about with social media? Does your confidence get impacted?
For sure. Social media plays a really big impact in how you view yourself and even how it can affect your own relationship. But I think a lot of it is about tuning out the noise and sometimes putting down your phone and realizing that isn't reality. You know, scrolling through pictures, seeing what other couples are doing, it's not real. You don't really understand what is going on behind the camera. You just see the highlight of it.
Yeah.
So I think if you get too wrapped up in it and spend honestly way too much time on social media and too much time on your phone in general, it can start to play an impact on your confidence and your mental health. And I think the best thing to do in those situations is to put down your phone, realize what exactly is going on around you, name five different facts of what is actually real in your life, and then you'll realize that nothing is actually wrong. There's nothing for you to not be confident about.
True. And obviously, everybody posts the best moment of their lives on social media. So if you're constantly on social media, then you're constantly seeing the best of someone. And when you see that, you start questioning why am I not doing that? Why am I not there? Even if people are traveling, you start like, oh, I wish I could travel. And you're constantly seeing the best of someone, and then you're bringing yourself down because of it. So definitely.
I sometimes think like couples that overly post each other. I'm not talking about overly posting like the beginning parts of a relationship. Like, you're generally super excited when you want to post each other at the beginning. But once you are like settled in with each other and then you're years later, like constantly shoving it in people's faces, I sometimes feel like that's a little bit of a red flag too. Like, why do you need to be so performative and, you know, showing people constantly?
Unless you're making money off of it, then it's different.
Unless you're making money off of it, like, all to it. It's it's just a hot take.
Yeah.
But yeah.
Makes sense. How about, what's the difference between arrogance and confidence? I think arrogance is essentially you having to bring someone down to be as good as you say you are, shoving it in people's face of like how good you are at something. That, I think that's arrogance. Whereas confidence is just your sense of being. And it's very evident how good you are at something because of just your confidence within it versus me having to tell you. Me telling you I'm confident versus just me being confident is two very different things. So
yeah, I think arrogance is a lot of talk, and having genuine confidence is a lot of action.
Ooh.
Real confidence speaks for itself. You don't need to be the loudest person in every room. You don't need to prove to anyone what you're doing. It speaks for itself, and other people know how good you are at doing something or how well something is going for you without you projecting it. So I think a lot of people who are arrogant, they'll, exactly like what you said, they'll need to put other people down or just place themselves on a pedestal when they're in conversations with other people. And I think real, genuine confidence is people who are able to listen to others in a conversation. And then eventually, when the conversation gets to them, you're humble about, you know, whatever that you're doing. And you don't feel the need to like show off. Mm-hmm. It's just, you just talk about what you're doing and you genuinely love it.
Yeah. I think with this episode so far, people haven't gotten some tips on how to improve in their confidence. I think one of the things that's helped me, essentially, a friend of mine once told me to go on a hike by yourself and take a notebook. And throughout that time, every time you think of something negative about yourself, write it down and have that conversation with yourself on things that you don't like about yourself. Now, when you write those stuff down, you're having a one-on-one conversation, you know exactly what you want to improve on. And then the moment you start improving on those things, that builds confidence on its own. Obviously, going to the gym and these types of things, you look better, feel better, that will obviously instill confidence. But at the same time, it's having continuous conversations with yourself and realizing what it is that you don't like about yourself and taking that first step to improve it. And then at the same time, taking criticism only from people that matter to you. If some random person says something negative about you, that person doesn't matter to you. You don't value their opinion. And therefore, whatever they say doesn't really matter. It should just flow right over your head. If someone that's close to you, your loved one, your brother, your sister, if they say something negative about you and it's like a one-on-one conversation, not just shitting on you like my siblings, then those opinions obviously should matter and you should reflect on those and say, okay, they're clearly saying it from a place of love. So
I agree. I agree completely. I think when it comes to self-reflection and writing down negative things that you feel about yourself, I actually think that can be a really positive thing in understanding like where you can improve and just create that constant self-improvement. And totally agree with you when it comes to taking criticism from very specific places and really just not from anyone. Only take criticism also, let's say you don't necessarily have a great family and friend group like yours, only take criticism from people that you aspire to be like. Because if someone is giving you advice and they maybe haven't succeeded in life or, you know, maybe X, Y, and Z, you don't want to necessarily be like them. Don't take their criticism necessarily to heart. Only take criticism from people that you genuinely are inspired by. And one other thing that I'd like to say just about creating confidence and going off of at the beginning how confidence can be learned is I think the best thing is to take action. And whatever that you want to do, whether it's going to the gym, whether it's eating healthy, starting is always going to be really difficult. The beginning is always the hardest part. But the more that you continue to show up for yourself, the more that you're going to trust yourself and the more confident that you're going to eventually end up being. Once you have accomplished a goal, then you can really be proud of yourself and it'll create this confident human being because you're actually achieving what you want to do. Take action, trust yourself, and only take criticism from people that you do want to be like.
And with that being said, thank you everyone for tuning in to another episode of Don't Count Your Calories. Don't forget to give us 5 stars on Spotify, subscribe to our YouTube, and 5 stars and a comment on Apple. That's what helps us with analytics and gets us back to the top 100 charts. Thanks again, and follow us everywhere. Don't count your calories.